Edward Diver of Swilly Rovers. New chapter for the club, really, now that they're moving into new territory with the Donegal League, first time back in a long number of years.
Yeah, that's true, Dermot. It's just something we felt we had to do because we couldn't compete at this in the Ulster Senior League at that level just at the minute, and there's a lot of young players, and it's a club that produces players but they seem to move on elsewhere, and we just decided that we had to move back away, take a step back, and we're delighted to get back into the Donegal League. And I remember starting out in the Donegal League, I remember it very well. They were beating the first or second year, they were beating the final playoff against Lifford Celtic in Lakeview Park many, many, many moons ago.
Yeah. Well, Swilly Rovers, a proud club from Remelton, Edward, and I mean, I would suggest that the Donegal League would be pretty happy to get you there because a very well-run club, always producing good players, and you can only add to that Donegal League now on the Sunday.
Hopefully that's the intention, Jeremy, to start off with young fellas again now. There's a few experienced players come back to give us a handout this year to get things going again, but we just started back at the grassroots and do our best.
Yeah, and still plenty happening at underage level. I mean, all the clubs here tonight, that's a big, big part of the development, you know, working with underage teams, boys and girls.
Yeah, we have both. We have even the senior ladies team there as well, and we have girls teams for under 12, 14 and 16 as well, and there's boys team at 10, 12 and 14. Actually, it's a bad year, 16. We have nobody at 16s this year, just the way the age groups fell out, but we're just working it all the time with it and trying to do our best.
Yeah, and you'd like to think that, you know, when you're back playing in the Donegal League, there still will be the interest down in Remelton. People will still come out to watch the matches.
Well, Remelton's a football town, I mean, and if a little bit of success at all, people will support the club. It's a football town, always a soccer town, always was, and I think they will come out to support the team, all right.
Yeah, and so many people have played their part in the success of Swilly Rovers over the years, and were there when it, you know, during the bad times as well. And I'm thinking of Ivan Greer, a man who put so much into the club and sadly left us a few weeks ago.
That's correct, Jeremy. Ivan was secretary for over 30 years, and he ended up being chair. He was chairperson after me, and he ended up as president. He was president of the club when he passed away there, and he was a stalwart in the club and had a great love for football, and he'd be sadly missed by all in the club, you know.
Well, listen, the new season's up and running. The league will start on Sunday week for yourselves, first game back in Division 2. So all we can do is wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Dermot. We're away to get over the first match and get over United on the 17th, I think it is. We're home then to Deal Harps then. Our first home game against Deal Harps. So it's just up and onwards from here on in.
Joe Dunyan of Castlefin Celtic, start of another season in the Donegal League. And I suppose for your club, the pressure is on because you guys will be hoping to retain the Premier Division title.
Yeah, yes, we're going to try and do our best and hopefully we can succeed again. It's going to be a hard year to retain the title.
Yeah, big year last year, first time ever to win the Premier Division.
Yeah, the lads done well, they were committed all year, and you know, commitment paid in the end.
Mm. It's a busy club, Castlefin Celtic. There's a lot happening at underage level, never mind the senior team. These are good times.
Aye, from under sixes up to under sixes, eights, tens, twelves, 14s, and 16s, reserves and senior teams, yeah. In the club.
And when you have so many teams like that, Joe, there's an awful lot of volunteer work going on behind the scenes, a lot of coaching, a lot of time spent with the children.
Yeah, that's right. I have a lot of coaches there, you know, a lot of time. It's hard now to get people the commitment.
Well, it's not all about success on the pitch either, but when your senior team goes out and wins the Premier Division title like they did last year, I mean, it really does give the club a great boost.
Oh, it does. The young, especially for the younger generation, like this year's reserve team is very young, like 17, 18 year olds, and they're up training with them there last night, so it's good for them, mixing with the senior lads.
Yeah, and there's a real buzz about the club, I'm sure, as well. Start of another season as well, so plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, we have plenty to look forward to. It's just going to be a hard year for us to retain the title with some good teams in that division. Yeah. Like, it's a hard league, like from top, like from the 10 is very good. Yeah. Like, anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to pick a winner.
It is. It's going to be hard, yeah. Okay.